Good morning.
I need to speak with Asta Evans.
This is she.
Miss Evans, listen, my name is Roy D. Mercer. I was referred to y'all. I had a problem with one of y'all's pagers you sold. My wife, Sharon Dean, was out there yesterday and had it clipped onto the hip pocket of her britches.
Uh-huh.
That damn thing blew up on her. Burned a big sore right on her butt.
Oh, no.
I guarantee you. Guarantee it, darn it. Burned a big old electric sore right there on her cheek, on her left cheek. It's a horrible thing, I guarantee you. Look like an outline of Woody Woodpecker right now. Kindy.
Where was? I mean, what? I'm totally, utterly confused here. I mean, I have never, ever heard this in many, many years of being in the paging business.
Damnedest thing I've seen, too.
It exploded on her?
Exploded right there on the rear. And we got a few doctor bills to pay for, and I tell you, Miss Evans, the thing about it is that she got her a paper route, and then she delivers grit and such on a weekday.
Okay,
Mr. And she's going to miss work. How's she supposed to ride her bike?
Like I said, give me, this is...
And I got $20 worth of foil ointment I had to buy. She's a big woman. I had to buy a couple of tubes. And then I figure $100 for that pager. So what I figure, y'all, let's see.
Okay,
it'll be $250, $275. $275 ought to do her.
Okay. Well, what we need to do is you need to come to the office with a pager, with your wife.
Oh, bull butter.
Well, you know, we can't just do this over the phone here. We need to get the pager back.
You want me to bring her down there and show you the sore on her ear?
Uh-huh, bring her the pager.
Got a big burn there. Why don't I bring down there and let one of y'all doctor?
Well, I don't think we are qualified to do doctoring here, but what we need to do is get this matter definitely investigated and see what happened with the pager, because I have never heard of a pager exploding on somebody and causing burns. That is utterly, totally new to me. I'm not saying it couldn't happen. There was a first time for everything, but by the same token, I am not familiar with this ever happening before, so...
You ought to hear her squall when she has to go to the bathroom.
I bet you. But, you know, and I'm not saying I don't believe you, but by the same token, I've never come across this before, so...
Yeah.
If you want to make a claim against the pager...
Well, I need $275 today is what I need, or somebody's going to get an ass whooping.
What is her pager number?
What's her pager number?
Uh-huh.
Well, hell, I don't know. I never call her.
Okay.
It's in Ladies Down to Beauty Biz that's trying to get a hold of her. I think I had a new color that come in that she was wanting, and she gave him her pager number, and then it blew up right there on her butt.
Where was she when that happened?
Where was she?
Uh-huh.
Well, she's outside somewhere, out in the back, tending to the garden, I think.
Okay.
That's where
and she just picked it up yesterday, is that what you're saying?
No, that's when it blew it up was yesterday. We've had it for a while.
Okay.
Well, the daggum thing blew up, and I, you know, need
all
to
right,
get some...
All right, okay, hold on. Let me get some information here on my computer if I can find it.
Left cheek looked like Woody Woodpecker.
No, I don't need to know that now. What I need to find out from you is, what name is that account under?
How'd I get down there to get my money out of y'all is what I need to know.
Okay, first of all, like I said, let me pull up the account here. What name is it under?
It's under Mercer.
Okay, what's her first name?
Well, it's Sharon Jean.
I'm sorry, Jean?
Sharon Jean.
How do you spell that?
Well, it's common spelling, Sharon.
I have never heard Sharon, so that's why I'm saying. S-H-A-R-N?
That sounds about right. I think there's an O in there. So $275 if I come down there, Miss Evans, and you'd just have a check made out for me, so
I wouldn't have to. Most definitely not.
I got to run her route this afternoon.
Well, as I said, Mr. Mercer, if you feel you have to make a claim against us, then you're going to have to bring your wife and the pager and doctor statements and the bills, and we go from there.
Well, I got a doctor statement here from Dr. Cobb.
Okay.
He's the butt specialist down here at the hospital.
I see. Now we know where this is all coming from. Thank you very much, you son of a... I just threw him something at him. Now I know why everybody is gathering around me here.
Oh, yeah.
I've been waiting. See, they kind of got this thing going about a week ago, and I've been kind of watching. It's like, okay, one of these days some stupid stuff's going to happen here. And Andy, if I had a cup of coffee in my hand, I would have judged this on you at this point in time. Now, you did okay, though.
Now you from...
I mean, you really had me going. It's like, man, I've heard of all kinds of stuff, but a damn pager exploding on somebody.
Well, I get, it's another way of getting a red ass is what it is.
That's true. That certainly is true.
Yeah.
You so, did good, however.
Now, where are you from, Asta?
Germany.
Where?
Germany.
So you'd be the Krauten and they'd be the weenies?
There you go. You got it.